It's outside the box. But not sure what to say these days that's okay. Today's topic is censored. Our federal government is on a tear to wipe out what it considers dirty words. No, these are not the 7 dirty words that George Carlin talked about that can't be said on the radio. Now it's anything that suggests a so-called woke idea, or whatever sounds like promoting diversity instead of what's acceptable to the current president. While I hope these words will never disappear from our vocabulary, I'm going to say a bunch of them now, so you won't forget them in the future. They're not allowed in most or all federal government documents now, by the way. Here are about 50, in alphabetical order, of the approximately 200 collected by the New York Times. Accessible. Activists. Anti-racism. Assigned at birth. At risk. Bias. Biologically female or male. BIPOC. Clean energy. Climate crisis. DEI or DEIA. Discriminatory. Diverse communities. Diversity. Equal opportunity. Equity. Feminism. Gender or gender identity. Indigenous community. Inequality. Intersectional. Latinx. LGBT or LGBTQ. Minorities. Multicultural. Mix, MX. Native American. Non-binary. Oppression. Orientation. Person-centered care. Polarization. Political. Pollution. Prejudice. Privilege. Pronouns. Prostitute. Race and ethnicity. Racial inequality. Racial justice. Racism. Sexual preferences. Social justice. Stereotype. They, them. Transgender. Transsexual. Underprivileged. Underserved. Victims. And finally, women. But men are okay. These are all no-nos in federal government terminology now. I hope we never get used to it. If you hear any of these words spoken or written by those who support the new presidential administration, you can point out in a friendly way that these words are censored and not allowed to be used anymore. Will you keep on saying these words in the future so we won't forget about them or what they mean? I'm Larry Danziger, saying what's forbidden until I can't anymore.